quite something. Let's get the latest on coronavirus vaccines. Today, the European Union gave the green light to the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine already in use in the U.S., and Americans are expected to start receiving an additional vaccine from Moderna. So far in the U.S., the only people to get vaccinated outside of clinical trials have been prominent politicians, healthcare workers, and some residents of long-term care facilities. But yesterday, the CDC panel recommended that Americans at least 75 years old and frontline essential workers be next in line. So let's take a look with Dr. Amish Adolja, a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health and Security. Dr. Adolja, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So this week, the nursing home program will begin to roll out with help from CVS and Walgreens going into nursing homes. It's formally called the Long-Term Care Vaccination Program. But we're reading reports that some nursing home staff say they're skeptical of the vaccine. They might not get it. Now, we've explored the reasons here. Many think it's been politicized. Many of color have an understandable distrust of the medical world. But do you think in order for this to work, that at some point staff of nursing homes going to have to be required to be vaccinated?
It's going to be hard to require something that's only available as an emergency use authorization. We do require, for example, many places require flu vaccine as a condition of employment, but that is a vaccine that has a full FDA licensure. So I think that right now the goal is going to try to be to persuade people, incentivize people, really encourage them, especially healthcare workers, and especially those in long-term care facilities where there is an extremely vulnerable population, to have as high a vaccine uptake as possible. And we have to be very aggressive and proactive about this. And you have to remember that just because people are healthcare workers doesn't mean they're not impacted by the vaccine hesitancy and the anti-vaccine movement. I've heard people in the hospitals that I work in saying atrocious things about these vaccines that are completely not true. And these are all professional licensed healthcare workers. So this is a challenge, and we need as many healthcare workers as possible to be vaccinated so that we can take care of these patients safely and move forward in this pandemic.
That's so chilling that you're even hearing it in hospitals. Well, over the weekend, Army General Gustav Perna apologized for what he said was his error in estimating how many doses the government would actually be able to clear for shipment. And that, we remember, led to some states having to cut back on what they thought they'd get and how many people they'd be able to vaccinate. Give us a sense of the logistical challenges we're facing trying to distribute these vaccines.
It's probably the biggest public health endeavor that we've ever undertaken as a country. Nothing really comes this close, not even seasonal flu or the 2009 H1N1 pandemic vaccine. And there's going to be hiccups. There's going to be logistical problems, especially when you're talking about a vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, that requires an extremely tenuous cold chain where you cannot allow the virus, the vaccine to develop, to kind of have a higher temperature, because that makes the vaccine unviable. That's posed a lot of challenges, and we've been meeting them so far. But it is something that I think we have to expect is not going to go off completely without a hitch. And so far, I think things have gone okay. I got my vaccine on Friday without any problem. But it's something that I think we're going to have to get used to as we go through the rollout of this vaccine, that there are going to be differences in estimates. And I think what happened with General Perna is there's a bureaucratic issue of how quickly something can ship when it's cleared for shipment based on FDA regulations and the like. And I think that type of bureaucracy is causing delays. And, none of us really expected that it would go off completely without any kind of delays or overestimations or underestimations. But I think, I think they're doing the best they can. And Operation Warp Speed is one bright spot in a really flawed pandemic response that we've seen. So I do think this is something that we're going to see, and we have to get used to hearing about that.
Well, doctor, we've only got a minute, and you are a doctor, and we've got Christmas coming, and experts saying it's going to take to 2021 for a significant portion of Americans to be inoculated. So talk to people. What should they know?
You have to know that these vaccines are lights at the end of the tunnel, but we're still in a tunnel, and there are many people that are going to get infected, that are going to get hospitalized and die from this virus before the vaccine is available to the general public. So we have to start behaving as if we're in a pandemic. And that doesn't mean that you completely socially isolate yourself. It means that you start to think about making risk calculations when you take any activity, trying to follow the common sense recommendations of wearing a face covering, washing your hands, trying to avoid crowded and congregated places. Just try to reduce the harm that this virus is causing.
Yeah.